proper scrutiny should be a de facto anyways, I would like to think. But I mean, especially in light of the current housing crisis, I mean, a lot of these properties would be available, would be suitable. Now remember, we're saying the illegal ones here, that they're not being brought into the market. And I feel that the councils are taking the right step in viewing this and then looking at what they're and letting property owners know what their responsibilities are.
When we look at the figures in the Northwest over the last 3 years, interesting to see that there were 14 properties investigated in Sligo, 18 in Donegal, yet none in Leitrim. Did that come as a surprise?
Yeah, a slight surprise, maybe. I guess, like, none at all would kind of make you think, I mean, was it looked into at all? But, I mean, when you look at 14 properties over 3 years, I mean, you're talking just less than 5 properties a year, and similarly in Donegal, maybe 6 properties a year. So it's not like, you know, there's an awful lot of this going on. But at the same time, it's important that houses are brought into the market for fair and keep prices proper and keep everyone, you know, giving everyone a fair chance when it comes to the accommodation sector. And maybe going forward, it might need to be something that the council has to look at.
When it comes to action being taken as a result of these investigations, it seems that the only enforcement action that the report states in the majority of cases was a warning letter to the owners. Was this sufficient enough, do you feel, maybe to prevent people from engaging in such practices?
I think at this stage it's probably a suitable enforcement. I mean, obviously, if it gets repeated, then things can be escalated. But I think it's important to give the landowner or the property owners the option maybe to correct what were the rights maybe and make sure that they get their house in order, pardon the pun. But moving forward, I think, you know, if things weren't to be addressed or if there was a repeat offenders, as I said, then maybe things could be looked at escalating. But sometimes you have to, you know, give people the benefit of the doubt here and, you know, for maybe other reasons as well why, you know, that this hasn't been taken into account. So, you know, I think at this stage it's fine, but going forward maybe escalation may be required.
When we look at the likes of Deft and any of these property advertising websites at the minute, you can see that properties for renting certainly are at a premium at the minute. Is it the biggest issue in your inbox at present, the lack of housing, people trying to get into the rental market?
It most certainly is, yeah. And the cost of renting, I mean, that's in some cases, not even only doubled, but trebled in the last period of time, especially with the changes in legislation that's coming in next year. So it is the most concerning situation at the moment for the, you know, people. And I do think we need to get more houses. I mean, that's kind of common sense at this stage onto the market, whether they're new builds or whether in the case of, you know, previous residential properties, like we're talking about here, potentially get them in, and hopefully that'll reduce the demand and give people a better chance. Because it is like the cost of living is huge at the moment, anyways, and just the huge increase in rental prices for people is quite concerning as well.